Welcome to the Gracefully Said podcast. We'll be diving into dilemmas, juicy hot topics, and much more. We've even got some sweet, sweet gems for the men too. From relationship dramas to life decisions that you overthink at 2 a.m., no topic is off limits. We also take calls from you, our listeners, helping you deal with your issues on the spot. Unfiltered, honest, and always gracefully said. And every now and again, we will have some sweet special guests who bring fresh perspectives and even hotter takes. We're also on YouTube, where you can catch myself and friends' reactions live and see every side eye, gasp, and jaw drop in real time. Tune in every Tuesday for a brand new episode of Gracefully Said, where the tea is piping hot, but is always served with grace. Hi guys, and welcome back to Gracefully Said. I have a wonderful guest. This guest is actually very dear to me, to be honest. And now I'm seeing you, it's even, I just feel like I'm looking at my history, my past, you know, something I'm not ashamed of. I actually miss my past a lot. This guy has a beautiful heart inside and out. He's so handsome. He's so cute. He's so tall. He's so lovely. I'm going to introduce my good friend, Alvin.
That was so nice. That was actually very nice, you know.
My good friend Alvin.
Come on, man.
This is crazy for me, you know.
I know, man.
You look so
This has been like a long time coming.
I know. Should we give them a bit of history about us?
Yeah, let's give them a history. I know.
So I know Alvin because we went to the same church.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone I was dating took me to the church. I don't know why you're laughing.
Yeah, definitely.
I was dating somebody in the church, and
we're all friends.
We're all cool.
And then you came, and you also knew like some of the girls as well.
Yeah,
or you made friends with the girls.
Yeah,
so they became like one big batch at the time.
You were so fun. You was cool.
Yeah, I feel like I was.
You had a burst. You was a burst of energy.
Oh, appreciate it.
Always,
but I was short.
Yeah, you wasn't.
I was short them towns. And because of that, everyone thought I was like this young G, but I wasn't.
Wait, how old are you?
You're on air.
Yeah, what is it with people trying to hide their age?
You're right. I'm 33, you know.
Then let's all age great. You see, I thought you were younger than
me. I know.
We're the same age.
Legit. But for time, and that's because I was tinkiny back in the day.
Why?
I'm a big man, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a big woman. Yeah, respect your elder.
Yeah, sorry, man. Respect. And that's how you used to move as well back in the day.
Yeah. Did we?
Yes.
Okay, wait. Tell everyone, them, how like, was
everyone
I?
That was you.
How was I?
Do you know what it is? Yeah, with you, yeah. You was fun, like, it was a good time, but you definitely thought like you was that girl from early.
I was that girl.
Yeah, okay.
I was that girl. Let's not fucking cap.
Yeah. Do you know
Let's
what facts?
Not cap. I was.
You was that girl. Not, do you know, it's not even a but. Sometimes I think one time we had beef though.
Me and you.
No, I weren't beef.
You're lying.
I think you was arguing with
who?
Mr. Man.
Okay.
Which I'm not going to say no names, innit?
You can. Uh-huh. You can. All my things are married. You're welcome.
Huh?
You're welcome. I gave them back to you.
Don't like, does that mean
you're welcome?
A boyfriend fluffer?
Sorry?
Are you like a husband fluffer? Like boyfriend
What does
fluffer?
That mean?
So like, you know, like it's a term where like...
Where I fluff them up.
Yeah, you fluff them up
make
to,
them
be,
right.
to make them
right. Make them right.
To prepare them to get married.
Of course.
Fair, man.
I feel like the guys I dated, they've all transformed.
Because of you?
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
But I also think that the guys back in the day were also amazing men.
Yeah, they were.
They were amazing.
Yeah. No, yeah. That particular ex was dope.
Of course they were.
Yeah, he was very cool.
He was a sweetheart, man. All my exes are
lovely.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You get me?
Okay.
They're sweet like that.
So then,
me?
Like, who's the common denominator of the problem here?
I feel like my thing is, I want more out of life. Is that a crime?
No.
To want more for yourself in life.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So I find that people are quite, they're happy to stay where they are.
Fair.
You want to elevate. I'm Nigerian. Yeah.
How many Nigerians have you been with? Because I'm deep in it now. I feel like
I
the last,
been
you
haven't
one, innit?
No.
Maybe that's your problem.
I need to be with that. We'll kill ourselves.
We say you
I'll
and,
break
you
your and, head, yeah. you break my head.
Yeah, fair, man.
What?
Yeah, it might be peak.
Like a full Yoruba man. Oh, he will break my head.
Fact. Yeah, do you know what it is? Yeah, it'll be too much.
We're gonna fight.
It'll be too much. Or come, like, come to the Igbo side.
It's, you Igbo, you know like, man. You
lot. Whoa, be careful.
I forgot you're Igbo. Sometimes I don't know why I thought you were Ghanaian.
I get that a lot as well. I'm not though.
I tell you what, you know the day that I screamed
What?
When I was watching Super Saiyan, I saw and I saw the frozen screen like this. I said, Jesus Christ. Look at my Alvin.
Thank you, man.
Wow. So you can even act.
Yeah. But even them days I was acting as well.
Was she?
I did one big church play like this.
Not the church play.
Yeah, be my team. But I was acting as well. No, that's even what I was. Level. Yeah, definitely a different level. Yeah.
No, I'm definitely how was grateful.
That? Super Soul was sick, man. It was sick. Like being on set, getting casted, all the little like things
I felt like
that
you fit
that led to
the character
it.
Really well.
Thank you, man.
You did.
Being on set with one, a lot of just black people, having a black director, being around man them. Having certain conversations was always dope, you know what I'm saying? And you get to work with Netflix.
Who are you chatting to?
Do you know what I mean?
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
So who are you chatting to now?
What do you mean?
Like, your dating life.
Just, how did we go from there to there?
I just had to jump straight in.
That is crazy. I'm not even dating anyone, you know? I'm just dating God. Mm-hmm. That's what, I'm actually not chatting to anyone at the moment, yeah.
Why not? You're 33.
I know.
You're handsome.
Thank you. I don't want to put it out there that women are mad, yeah. But like,
okay.
It's a scary,
say your mind. The last babe that you went out with, what was mad about her?
No. She was even, do you know if I'm the mad person? I've concluded,
it's
like
me that's
mad.
I'm concluded,
I'm mad.
Do you know this one about the whole age thing? It's like there's things about you I didn't really know. That
so I've just been hiding gems.
I don't know. I feel like you keep a lot of things close to your
heart. I do still.
Why? Where's that coming from?
It's what? Do you know what it is? I think as well, yeah, because everything else about me is out there, the things I need to keep here,
I just keep them. You keep it in your chest.
Do you know what I'm saying? And then apparently I have a poker face. People don't really know how to read me. I like it that way. Mm-hmm. Mysterious. And so I'm dancing in the front of the motive, doing Shaku. But yeah, I like elements of
your
mystery.
Life to be hidden.
Yeah.
Like to be mysterious.
Just a little bit. Do they know? They don't know.
I like the it. Other, like,
and actually, I think, yeah, it's better that way, man.
Okay, I'd like to go to another topic with you, yeah? Because honestly, when I heard about it, right?
Yeah.
I was surprised because I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would like you to tell me more about it, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah, no, we could talk about it.
But your sickle cell.
Yeah, yep.
So tell me, I wanna learn. So you tell me, how is your day-to-day having sickle cell?
Do you know what it is? Okay, day-to-day, I think mentally is the hardest part in it. Because I think you're always thinking about looking after yourself so you don't end up in a crisis.
Yes.
And obviously with sickle cell, like, a lot of people don't know, but a variety of things can happen. So just like, not just a crisis, but you can have like jaundice.
Okay.
You can have like ulcers.
Okay.
You can have, you know what I'm saying, kidney problems, liver problems.
Like
failure, different things, mini strokes, all these things in it. So naturally, like, I do my best to just live my life in it.
Yeah.
You know, I still believe, I believe in God.
Of course.
I believe in the great God.
Of course.
So like for me, I feel like day to day, I just do what I can in it. But at the back of my head, I'm always thinking, all right, cool. Make sure I stay warm.
Yeah.
Make sure I do this, you I do that. You know, don't do too much here. Don't do too much there. Because that can put me in a crisis. And then.
So when you were younger, how was that? Because like for us, like that knew you.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
Like that's something that. How was you able to sort of like navigate that? You know, when, because obviously you've known.
Yeah.
Most
my whole
of your
life. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've literally like, the thing is, even when I was young, like even being around you lot sometimes, there might have been times I would have had a crisis, but I would have just.
You just firmed it.
Yeah, firmed it. Yeah, but that's just like one is being like the eldest, one is being a man.
Yeah.
So sometimes, especially when I was younger, because I didn't speak about it, I didn't want no one to like pity me.
Yeah.
Do you get it? I just wanted to just.
I feel like that's what you do.
By.
You're so masculine, which is good because I like masculine is sexy. You're so masculine. I can imagine that you were hiding it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
But it's like. It's nothing, honestly, it's nothing to even be hiding. I know us black women and men, we're so strong. We're always trying to be strong. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like once you let people in, you'll be surprised how many people would have been there for
definitely.
You. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So would you feel that, do you feel that the same way now maybe? Or do you feel like it was best maybe like keeping it to yourself because you were still navigating that? Or how do you feel on it now as an adult?
I feel like... there's a part of me that I wish I spoke about when I was younger.
Yeah.
But I think being who I am now, I'm happy I didn't.
You didn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then it allowed me to understand it more. Mm. I feel like when people knew, it just got us, like, we got closer, depending.
Yeah. Because
they would see me in those moments, or they'd come visit me at hospital.
Of course.
And then I'll just come out and be the life of the party again. So I feel like, but what it did for me was just kind of prepare me to know how to speak about it from a perspective of people who never spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, because a lot, to be fair, and I spoke to a few men that I met, they didn't. Because it's the same thing, innit? It's this whole, oh, you don't want people to pity.
Yeah.
Some guys I know, they spoke about it from early.
But it's not, but even pity.
I didn't know anyone that knew about it. I didn't know, even me myself, like, as much as I had it, I was still just like, I just felt like, I knew I was different from everyone.
Yeah.
But I didn't really grasp that, all right, cool, you know, people would be able to tell me. And when you're young, especially where we grew up, I went Highbury Grove.
Crazy, like, right?
There's no, like, crazy. Bro, they can cuss you for anything,
for
bro.
Anything.
So I just, my tongue, gosh, just had to be sharp.
Somebody that can relate. Do you get it? What? Such bastards.
It was peak. I know, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bastards.
Like, I remember you used to come to our school to use our swimming pool.
Excuse me.
The Highbury Field girls, yeah, you lot.
No,
come
we didn't.
To, yes,
I went
did.
There. No, I wasn't.
Yes, you did.
I didn't go swimming.
Highbury Field girls came to Highbury Grove. That's to use swimming. Oh, you didn't go
when?
Swimming. That's why you
didn't
swim.
Swimming. Maybe we couldn't afford it. No money to do it.
Yeah, no, but like, yeah. Crazy. So from early, it was just what you had to
so
be on smoke.
Me, like, when you were like dating and stuff, how were you even able to
navigate
to say that? Like, how were you saying it?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't. You just keep quiet.
Yeah. Especially now I speak about it because I have to. I'm older, you know, I want a family.
Yeah.
These things are important. But back in the day, I was like, I would date, wouldn't really say much. I won't tell you. Then, you know, maybe, you know, like we get closer, then I might be like, oh, by the way, this and that. But even ever rarely.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Or the time they will find out is by the time I've reached hospital, they've tried to reach me, I might have aired them for a couple of hours. Then I now tell them.
So how would you say your family was like with it? Like, who was helping you the most through that?
Probably all it. Like, I'll say both my parents.
Understanding.
Like, yeah, both my parents
Nigerians,
and my siblings.
Say, oh,
it's like, yeah.
Mommy, this is paining me. They'll tell you, what do you know about pains?
Yeah,
you know,
to
were
be
they,
fair.
Were but, they a bit more like, you got to be strong?
Yeah.
Or is it more of a, like, or like, were they more emotionally, like, supportive of you?
My parents, I wouldn't say they coddled me, nah.
Mm.
They allowed me to do whatever.
Okay.
They always told me to be careful and, you know, if I would end up in pain, they would still, like, you know,
how did you do?
Happen? Where was your jacket?
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. But at the same time, they kind of instilled, like, a faith in me that I can do anything. Do you know what I'm saying?
So
which
wait,
I liked.
So it's triggered by cold?
A variety of things, innit?
And you now came here with leather jacket to form
No,
form
no,
you.
But I'm late. It's layers. You got a layer. So I have vest, I have t-shirt, I have jumper, I have, you know what I'm saying? And I drove.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
okay,
it's like,
fair
it's
enough.
Calm.
I'll be asking you now, where's your fucking jacket?
Can you go and get your jacket? Yeah, it's all right. But no, it's a variety of things. So like cold is definitely one. So obviously a lot of people who have sickle cell tend to, you know, end up in more crisis during the colder weathers, colder times. Stress.
Mm-hmm.
That's now I can't let
so you need to find
me.
For one, you need to find a stressless
babe. What?
Like, I swear to God,
when I'm just chilling, they're just chilling.
If you want me to come and slap anybody, call me. I will slap them. What? You need to find a stressless babe.
Stressless
life.
Yeah.
Stressless everything.
Everything, literally. So yeah, stress. And then overexerting my body.
Okay.
Yeah.
So doing
like
too much.
Doing too much. Doing
and
too much.
Is that like also in the gym as well?
Basically, yeah. So like even in the gym, I take my time and I pace it. If I'm doing something with a man, then I let them know, yo, if you want to come and bench 500K.
I'm not there.
Be that. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Do your thing. Me, I'm just going to, I'll amazing. Bench my own hair. But I had to learn that because naturally as a man as well, like I remember one time I went gym with a man them from school. Let me tell you something. The next day I was in hospital. The very next, because and it's, but it's I promise you, but I had to, it had been a minute and I was like, yo, man, let's go, like, you lot going, they were going gym in it. So I was like, yeah, let me come. And obviously these lot were, I think they were there like maybe 10 minutes before me. So they had warmed up me. I just thought I did a small stretch and we were doing, was doing leg day. My legs at the time were tinkiny. So obviously we was doing squats. I'm trying to keep up.
Yeah.
So I'm doing the same, even the weights, I'm doing the same as them. I'm feeling it and I'm gassed. You know what I'm saying? I'm gassed. Cool. Session is done. I'm starting to feel aches and pains.
Oh no.
I just went home. Before I knew it, the next day had a crisis. I was like, yeah, I'm done, man.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was peak. Still, the man didn't see me in the gym for like 3 weeks.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, okay, so we're now adult.
Yeah.
And we're now trying to be in relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Want a new wife.
Yeah.
One family.
Yeah.
Like, because I know there's going to be some people who do have sickle cell that are watching.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to them if they're trying to navigate that too? Yeah, so if I was practice on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm your babe now.
Yeah, okay.
So we can have a conversation now.
And we're just talking about
and
it.
And you can tell me. How would you come and tell me?
Do you know what it is, yeah? I would have told you from the jump, innit? Or because I speak about it now, you would have an inkling that I have sickle cell.
Yeah.
Then the next thing now, and maybe this is bad, innit? But I'll wait for you to ask.
Tell me.
But that's what I'm saying. But
you're going to wait for me to...
Not to a degree, but...
Any reason
that's
why?
That's how I feel like, because what I have already feels like a burden, innit, sometimes.
Mm.
So then to now come and burden you with information that you might like...
It's not a burden.
And I know. Yeah. But in my head, that's the way I see it. So if you come and say, yo, like, talk to me about it, I can tell you. So then I'll now come and tell you, oh, this is what happens, you know, if this happens, I need this from you. Yeah. And I think the best thing to have is a conversation with everyone. Mm. So like for me personally, when I'm in pain, I just need someone I like to chill.
Yeah.
So like sometimes I really like to chill, but when I'm in pain, it's like,
you need a very calm, I just want to relax. For real.
Possibly.
You need a very calm
possibly.
Babe.
But like, at the same time,
even
entertainment.
Even in stressful situations
moments, yeah.
as well.
No, I think that's most important.
That's what I do when I'm looking for someone. Because me, I don't like stress. I'm a very peaceful being.
Yeah.
So anything that's going to bring me stress, like...
Get out of here.
You can skedaddle. You can fuck
bye-bye.
Off.
Bye-bye. Yeah. But
thank you for sharing.
Oh, no problem, man.
That was nice.
Yeah.
I feel like I wish I asked you these when I was with you.
Like yeah, younger. Fair, younger days, yeah.
I wish,
yeah.
I don't feel but like it's hard we had though, a conversation. That wasn't really
yeah,
like...
Yeah, it would never be a...
Talk, no,
like,
and for me, you were just messing around.
Just messing around, having a good time.
Yeah.
I miss those days, man.
I just
running around, doing joking kind of a stuff.
I'll tell you what, that church was scary then, in hindsight.
Yeah.
How are you with church now, would you say?
Church now? No, with church, you know it is? With church and churches, I think... there's always going to be a bad thing about... Someone is going to say something bad about it. Do you get it? And sometimes there are things that you need to look carefully. But I think me now, I'm very much focused on my relationship with God.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very much... Like, I read
not,
my Bible.
Not so much the church.
Not, do you know what I'm saying? Like, the church, I feel like they're able to feed what they need to
have
feed.
Have you found a church that was that similar to see here to that?
Do you know what it is? I think they've changed a bit, to be fair.
Do you still go to the church?
Yeah.
I'm here cussing the church and I still go to church.
No, but I still go there, yeah. But do I got like, so, but I, not that I got
oh,
free.
Oh shit, not me cussing got... the church and he still goes to it. Sorry, that was a slip of the tongue.
It didn't happen.
Not Pastor Michael. I'm terribly sorry.
But he's not even there.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people, like, a lot of things have changed because they had to catch up. They had to catch up. So a lot of things have changed. Obviously, I kept going there with my family, innit? So my family, but then I tried new churches and I like new churches. So if I don't go there
like
with my family,
you know
I go to
what?
Other churches.
I know this sounds so shady.
So there's like two other churches that I might, you know what I'm saying, go to.
I know this sounds so shady, but in hindsight, when I even look at the people that went to the church, everybody was in crisis.
Was it?
Everybody was in crisis.
Yeah, a lot of people were still.
Even the ones that
down
are
bad.
Judging, the ones that are...
Yeah, oh yeah.
Everybody
do you know
what,
there was
a,
I can't, yeah, there was definitely a period where it was peak.
Like, what are we actually going
well,
to
peak,
for
yeah.
when everybody is scattered?
And that's what, I think my issue was that people weren't in the Word.
No, they're not in the Word.
They're not in the Word. They weren't in
You're
the
not
Bible.
In the words.
They weren't.
It was only when I left the church, really,
that, you realized,
that I start thinking, or I start seeing, and I was hearing different gossips. Yeah. I thought, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. now. So let's go on to, do you remember your first date and how old you were?
My first date?
Yeah.
That's mad. You know what? For a lot of my life, I was a bit of a joke, man.
Meaning, elaborate.
So like, I could do the banter thing. So I knew a lot of women.
Yeah.
To get it? So I was cool with, I'm saying, yeah. So it's like, I was cool with a lot. So maybe I might have been on a, maybe I might have been on a date, but I didn't know it was a date.
Okay.
Because that happened once.
Okay. So when... Did you realize
that
when
they
you
believe
last
this
remember
is a date?
That this was actually a date?
I think maybe I was 18, 19. No, I was younger than that. First date. We went out. But back in the day, you know, it's just group outings.
It was group outings.
It was group outings, and then they tried
to
compart.
So when was your
compart.
Official, like, first date? I feel like you was a late bloomer.
No, definitely, yeah, 1,000%.
You was a late
yeah.
bloomer.
Because I just, I, that's,
you know,
I like to dilly dally.
You see, us lot, yeah, we're anyone that has character, anyone that is a joker, anyone that has, you understand, we always use that
instead of being serious.
That was
We're not ages, so we're looking for love.
We're doing banter.
Do you get it? They were singing Love is Wicked, but they were learning about it. We were just dancing to it.
We were just dancing to it.
So now I'm actually trying to deep it. Maybe my genuine first date would have been about, I might have been in college, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually might have been in college.
Okay.
I remember. We went Nando's.
Where was it?
Nando's.
What is it with
but we went to we
Nando's
went to the Nando's though? In West End.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, so yeah,
West,
yeah.
So West End will give you a different flavor.
What? You think it's the same one? You think it's the same one as
It'll
Angel?
Give you a different flavor.
Not the same one as
Bye.
Angel. We went thing. Was it? No, was it that?
I'm screaming. So
I'm actually trying to think. No, you know. I did a couple cinema dates, but it was like,
I loved cinema dates.
You see Wood Green? They had that £5 Monday thing. Come on, man.
Used to be there.
Had to go at a certain time though, because you don't want to, you know, you don't want to bump into anybody that thought you was a member of a gang. And you don't want to, you know, you just,
I was
just a civilian, but you had to be careful in Wood Green sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they used to
but
say that
£5
to
view
is
was
it,
sick.
Is it, forgive me if I get this wrong, but I remember them saying when we were younger that anyone who had sickle cell, they had to avoid fights. Is that a stigma? Is that a stigma? What is it?
Like there was rumor.
Yeah, there is.
Conspiracy.
Don't punch your stomach.
Yeah, because they could die.
I didn't get it.
Do you know what it is? I think I wouldn't say it's that, innit. I think what can happen, obviously, with like a lot of
stress.
People who are stress, pain. Mm-hmm. If something is hit wrong,
yeah.
It could cause a crisis.
Yeah.
It might be too bad. Do you know what I'm saying? So small things like that, but at the same time, we still use the fact.
And so, what do you think Black people need to do more for?
Awareness around it?
Yes.
I would say just understand it. Do your best to like talk about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Or even do a bit of research here. Like
yes.
There's a lot of people are speaking about it now, innit?
Yeah.
So I think that the information
there.
Is
there's
accessible.
More,
yeah,
yeah,
do you know what I'm saying?
Information being
so
spread on it.
A lot of people, if you type sickle cell in YouTube on these places, you'll be able to find
well,
something at least.
It,
you learn about
yeah.
it. And I think just building awareness, innit? I think my main thing now is one, building awareness. Blood donation helps a lot.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So like for a lot of like people who can give blood,
yeah.
I'll say go and give blood. Do you know what
I
I'm saying?
I think it was Shayo that was doing
she
was
done a blood
actually
drive.
The
yeah.
person who made me start giving blood.
Yeah, sick, yeah.
So
yeah,
because whatever they're doing,
sisters have got,
yeah. So whatever they're doing is positively impacting everyone.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Like,
definitely.
We love our people.
100%.
So it's like if someone's like, you know, you could save someone by just sharing
your blood,
then why are we not doing it as Black people?
Yeah, do you get it? And I think obviously there used to be a stigma that people used to think that their blood would be
used for ritual,
or they're going to give it to the government. They're going to give it to the government. They'll do this and that. And it's like, I hear it, auntie, but like, why would they want?
why would they want your own
DNA?
Crying.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? So I think that there was obviously a stigma around it and all those things, but. The truth is like, yeah, now the hospital will even tell you where your blood has gone, which hospital it's gone to. So it's good. So I'll be like, yeah, man, just do information and talk to anyone who you know has it, talk to them directly.
Yeah.
Because one thing I say is that it's not one shoe fits all.
Okay.
Like, the way people deal with it, the way people handle it is all different. So for some people, they might be going through a crisis. They need their friends to distract them and give them the belliest of laughs.
So,
like me sometimes.
So can you do
for
that
some,
it, while it's happening? Can you actually...
Some of my best jokes have been when I'm in pain.
Oh my God.
What? Some of my best performances too. Because there's just an element of like, this could be, could be the last one, but it's just an element of like, hey, listen, I know I'm going to be in hospital for the next 2 weeks.
Oh.
Let me give it all I've got. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, sometimes.
Alvin.
This is, you know what I'm saying? Play. But there's been times like, definitely, I've been
You're
in a crisis.
Cry. I'm actually
And I've been on stage. Yeah, I know.
Babes.
But yeah, no, but I
but
think...
But you're handling it. You've been handling it so well.
What else can I do?
Yeah, I know.
I thank God, though. Honestly, genuinely. Yeah, no, definitely.
Because you're doing good.
Thank you, man.
Amazing.
Ah.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks, man. What about
you?
You
have a story? I mean, yeah, you can ask me something.
Yeah, what about
Come
you?
On.
Are you dating? Are you dating at the moment?
Everyone wants to know. Why is it?
Yeah, what? You got a man?
I don't, you know.
You don't?
No, okay, but I'm you dating. Yeah.
Are you on the apps?
No.
Would you ever go on an app?
No. No. It wouldn't. Imagine seeing me on there. That's crazy.
Yeah.
To do what? I have to see someone in real life. And I also feel like the person I'm supposed to be with is someone that I've spent a lot of time with.
Swear.
Yeah. I don't think it's someone.
So wait, are you dating people you already know?
One.
Swear.
One. One. How's that yes. going?
Do they know? And do they know that you're dating other people?
Why are you airing my shit out like this? This is fucking terrible.
Hey, this is nah. Man? I deeped it. You was here
what
chatting to me. Let's talk to you, listen, bro. Gracefully said, come and say it.
Gracefully said, yeah, I can say it with my chest, but not my dating life. Listen, people start feeling some type of way now. People will start getting. Right,
who's the best? Okay, but who's number one though? Okay, tell me after.
I don't. The thing is, currently, I don't. I might have a number one. I might have a number one, yeah, but yeah, like, yeah. I don't know. You know, listen, it's this dating is average.
I hear it's scary. No, I agree. It's scary. It is.
I've been in a situation where I've committed to somebody.
Yeah.
Now I'm not going to lie. I'm not afraid to say I'm fucking scared.
Yeah, fair. That's fair. That's valid. That's valid. Yeah.
Do you understand? So it's like I don't know. I don't know what's going on with it. But all I can say is. God loves me.
Yeah.
God loves you. God loves how, everyone.
How do you meet men? How do you meet men? Because I feel like your personality, you've got bear followers, X, Y, Z, like you're kind of out there.
Right.
Like, how do you like sieve through the
before
men that they might
stupid.
Have seen
before
you?
Oh, fair.
So they can and enter DMs and
they
you
used
reply.
To enter the DM. And they used to be my spec. If I knew my spec, then I was think, oh, okay.
Okay.
You know, this is a cute.
Yeah.
Then I will now entertain.
Chop. Breakfast.
I don't talk to anybody in the DM anymore.
So you have to meet them. They must meet in person.
I have to meet in person.
And they move to you there and then.
Yes.
Fair. And
that takes a very strong man, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Because
you're saying
percent.
Yes.
No, you're right. You're right.
Seeing me in person and approaching me and talking to us.
You have to
number,
be ballsy.
You have to be ballsy.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Because I can disgrace you.
No, 1,000%. And there's potential that the disgrace can happen.
The disgrace can happen. Yeah. So you have to be a very strong man to do that and feel comfortable. Like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna chat to Grace regardless.
Regardless, yeah.
She's gonna test me. I don't fucking
care.
I like that.
You like it.
I love that.
I'm giving man them the plug in.
I love
right,
that.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, if you're confident,
run
why
it up.
Not?
Fair.
I'm single.
You lot heard it here. She's single.
I am.
And but you have a number one, but he could get knocked off the table. You know what I'm saying? It's like Premier
not
League.
Nice. What you're doing is not nice.
But can
what
you,
doing
okay,
is not
can,
nice.
But is there potential you could get knocked off? Like,
I mean,
anything can happen.
Of course.
That's crazy.
If a man comes by and shows me a better life than the one I'm being shown, the one I'm being shown is nice too.
We say peak.
It's nice.
Mm.
So if you show me a better one, you know.
What's the nicest part of it? You make me sick.
I can't confess. There's several. It's not just one
fair.
Part that's
okay,
good.
Yeah.
It's several.
So it's like a multitude of things.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's nice, man. I like that. Well, I'm glad you're dating, though.
Yeah, it took me a while to date, you know.
Fair.
I couldn't.
Was you proper, like, after the last situation, you was done?
I was done.
Fair, man.
I was, but at the same time, I was focused. I had my baby.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So like, I just focused on
that.
You know?
Yeah.
But like in that, I realized, oh shit, 4 years ago, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think I was like, I hit men, they should go in the bin, they're bitch. I don't think I was like that. I think it was just more of like, I have a situation now, I'm a mom.
That's what that became your main focus.
Yeah, I got to focus now.
Yeah, that makes sense, man.
Fuck all the other shit and your feelings. Yeah. Like, I feel, who cares about your feels? Like, you got to look after a human being.
Yeah.
That's where I was with that, to be honest. But it is what, we're dating.
Are any of them Nigerian? I don't actually have a problem with them not being Nigerian. I just don't know
first
why you
all,
haven't
I
dated
just,
no Nigerians.
I don't know what
it's like.
It
they
is.
Even know that like, they're not your.
Let
spec.
Let me tell you something, though. Yeah,
the man. Do you know the way you cuss? The way you cuss them. Why would we be your spec?
It is. Listen, no. Let me be real.
The way you talk about
Nigerians don't approach me.
Man them.
Nigerians don't approach
Wale,
me.
Wale, Toby.
They don't approach me.
Chukuma, start talking to her, bro.
The they don't approach me.
And I ain't got nothing wrong. I'm saying with the man them and that as well. But
you man them coming on here and telling the people to move to me. Did I tell you that but I'm you struggling to find anybody?
Do you know it's true?
Did I tell you that?
No, but yeah. In fact, do you know it's enough. Fair. We say everyone should pause.
They should relax.
It's overdue.
They should relax.
Fair, man.
They should relax.
Man, them can't. They can't DM you anymore. They have to meet in person. Man, I'm giving you the key. But write it down. Get your pen and paper. So
nah, man. I don't really. You can come into my DMs. Mm. Like, I mean, you can try.
Yeah. A for effort.
You can try, but it doesn't. That's before it'd be like come into my DM. I might talk to you. Yeah. You know, I don't do that anymore.
Okay. How long have they got before they get your number?
You have to hope that you bump into me.
Oh, fair.
Yeah.
So you're not even giving it out on socials no more?
Nah.
At all?
I can't remember the last time I've done that.
Fair, man.
Like, because sometimes they might like your pictures or they might like something you've done in hopes that you reply to it. I know the technique.
Yeah.
I know your technique.
They do the like, yeah, okay, fair.
But yeah, that's not how I date anymore.
Fair, man.
Like the people who I've dated, like they've jumped into my DM, but I've seen them in real life. Like,
okay, fair. So you've seen them first, had the convo and then.
I sent you a message. That's the kind of energy I would like.
Okay. Tell them, come up to you and tell you like, yo, you know I messaged you.
You know I sent a message you know.
And you ain't replied. And what do you do? Oh, sorry, I ain't seen it.
That energy.
We peak.
That's the energy I like.
Fair.
You get me? That's a man.
That's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
But if they come, okay. I'm ahead of that.
Yeah, that's what I need.
But they might message you, then they'll just be watching you in the corner of the motor the whole time.
You see, that's the type of shit that pissed me off.
But maybe he's trying to like strategically like just know if it's available.
Nah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Like sometimes you can't just go for the goal. You have to see, all right, is the angle right?
If you're a short guy, you come straight.
You'll come regardless.
You come straight. You say, fair, Grace, man. I fucking love you.
What?
You sexy bitch. Do women demand too much from men, or do you think men give too little?
Truthfully,
honestly,
in today's day and age, I think men give too little.
Thank you very much.
I do, like genuinely.
Thank you very much.
Like I've been seeing some of those couples videos of like bare minimum verse thing, and I'm just thinking, yo, some of these are bare men.
100%.
Bare men.
100%.
But on the flip side.
Getting into that though.
On the flip side of things, some women are crazy, bro.
Okay, so what
they're like, talking
okay,
about?
So what do you feel like is too?
Take it like, and it, again, and then again, it depends.
Like, somebody, what do you think is
somebody
too much?
Flying someone to Doha for the first date is somebody's pocket. I think that's overdue.
First date is overdue. A bit crazy. I don't think I can follow someone on holiday on the first.
Scary,
date.
Isn't it?
That's like as in the first day I meet you.
No, not the first day, but maybe you meet them, you chat to them, and then within a week they say, "Yo, let's go here." Would you run that? Yeah.
I feel like a holiday is too. No. I think holidays is a big deal.
Too intimate.
Yeah.
100%. No, I agree.
Go to fly together. I go walk with you.
Yeah.
Around the airports. What the fuck? Do you understand? People will be seeing you.
Yeah. It's then automatic. Like, lock off.
Then when we go to the, you were expecting what to sleep in my bedroom.
On my bed. What to share?
You want to sleep in my bed?
Get out of here, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Not fair.
And I think maybe because they paid. That they're entitled to everything.
They're very sick and mad. But I think that's another thing, like with bare minimum, innit? I think a lot of like it varies, isn't it?
So what is a bare minimum to you? Like, what
bare min?
Yeah.
What like first date? Or,
yeah.
The bare minimum is you should pay the whole thing. Wherever you take them, pick them up if you don't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that, communicate that you don't have a car, and then maybe book their Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Or meet halfway. That's fine. You can do the meet halfway thing, but then make sure you sort out her journey home.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah, I think those are bare. Yeah, those are bare minimums, though. But I think that's good. Bare minimum.
It is bare minimum, you know, but people don't think it's bare minimum.
Yeah,
they don't. Fair. Do you also feel like if someone doesn't ask, like, so for example, you've mentioned this, you know, when you pick them up and you get them at Uber, whatever. If a man doesn't suggest, is that someone that you think girls shouldn't entertain?
If a man doesn't suggest.
Yeah. See how you suggested that without me suggesting.
Yeah.
If someone is, you know, a woman is dating right now and a man
and
isn't suggesting that.
I'll come and pick you up.
Is not giving. What do you think? It's good to ask a man these questions, eh?
Do you know it is? It's hard and it's interesting.
Because if it's
hard,
they'll call us a bitch.
No, but I also think that sometimes it's learned behavior, innit? Some men don't know how to treat, like, women.
So what? By what age do you think they should know that?
30 plus, you should know. Definitely.
Okay.
I think 25, you might still be like finding your feet. I think 28. Yeah, between 25, 28, you're still, you know, getting your bearings.
Okay.
So you know that you like someone, but you might not be 100% to know that, all right, cool, this is how I need to maneuver. Mm-hmm, you might still be a bit shaky. Mm-hmm, do you know what I'm saying? Just based on like the type of friendship you have as well.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm friends with a lot of older people anyway, so I see how they move. I understand it from quite early. So I do think it varies, but
I think it's very insane.
I think there's a certain age. I think maybe 28 plus, you should know that what bare minimum looks like. Especially stuff like paying on a date. Like, I don't know, man. Crazy. And especially because I've got six sisters now, yeah. Sometimes when they speak to me about their dating life and that, I'm looking like, yo, this sounds a bit nuts. Bro. Like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, also culture. As a Nigerian man, like, sometimes I'm bringing up my wallet because of ego.
You know another thing? I'm happy you brought up culture because I feel like one of the things that really confused me once I started to like get to, you know, go out with my friends a bit more.
Mm.
Like I'm from a family where the oldest usually picks up mainly everything.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's everything, yeah.
I'm second oldest, but my older sister was a very good example of that. Because if like she, mind you, there's four of us.
Yeah.
There's five of us.
Okay.
And she was the oldest girl.
Okay, yeah.
And she basically taught me, like, anything you're doing with your friends, like, make sure you have enough to cover the table.
Yeah, so just in case, vex money.
She was, like, the big daddy.
Yeah.
Like, we go to like, what's it called? The cinema. My sister's got the tab.
Yeah.
We'll go to eat food. My sister's got the tab. Yeah. And she will pay for everybody.
Ah, big mommy.
I swear to God. Yeah. I used to think, fuck, that girl is so sexy. Like, she'll pay for, even if you bring your friend, she'll pay for your friend.
Yeah, that's nice.
And I'm just like, so it was so confusing to me, leaving like college and all of that, and then like going to hang out with my friends. Everybody's doing.
Yeah.
I only drank water.
Yeah, you're doing it at the table. Like, no, I didn't order that.
I didn't order that. It was so confusing to me because I was like,
you're just so used to someone covering the bill.
Yeah, and I also embedded that too. So it was like, when I go out and it's like, if all my friends are there, like, I'm happy to cover the bill.
Jeez, big mummy, come on.
No, but like, not even in a...
Till today, I decided I don't want to have a birthday dinner until I'm just ready to...
I'm not saying like, if there's like there's loads of us. I'm saying like, if there's like...
Three of you.
Three, four of us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And like, someone picked up the bill. Like, it's not unusual for me because I grew up with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some people didn't.
But they didn't.
Yeah.
So seeing people, you know, now when they're like, oh, I only had one biscuit. I only had one burger. I only had one chicken.
You can't be. If you're doing that at a certain age,
I only had one chicken.
You just got to split down the middle.
I think split down the middle, regardless of like what you ate. If there's a couple of you that went out, you knew when you came, you were going to spend money.
Yeah, facts. If you couldn't spend the money that you fooled money,
you stay at home, you fold your leg in your duvet. You don't come outside and disgrace yourself. That's what I think.
Yeah, no, I agree still.
And I also feel like maybe a lot of pressure is on men as well. But men, I think, okay, this is what I think.
Okay, go on, let's say this. Let's say the take.
I think when we all go out and say it was like all girls and there's one man on that table,
yeah.
I think the man should pay for the table.
So start again.
So say, for example, we're all sat on it. Say maybe like four of us.
Forget just that. Who's the man? Bedroom.
It could be you.
So, like just a bedroom. I'm not in a relationship with anyone.
Doesn't matter.
I'm just there with you. Though.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And say there's like four girls, and we'll finish eating.
Everyone's
and stuff.
Finished chopped.
And I'm not saying.
What are we saying? Where are we? Novikov? Cool. Minimum 500. So what? Minimum 5 bills, 6 bills. All right, continue, dog. I don't know why she's laughing. Why is she laughing? Continue. I want to hear. Go on.
I think the man should pay.
Yeah, okay.
Continue.
Yeah.
I think the man should pay.
Mm-hmm, okay.
I feel like that's just.
Based on what ground?
On the ground of being a man.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like if you watch the girls pay, that's just weird.
Okay.
Like, I feel like if we all went out as girls.
So you don't linked up. Are you joined? Me and my bedroom's linked up and I joined. Yeah. Or we've gone out for one of our bedroom's birthday.
I think the, but I personally think if I was a man, I would pay.
For everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But if the table was crazy, I'm not saying like pay for a birthday party. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? I'm just saying like if it's a table full of girls.
Full of girls, you should just run that.
If there was you and another man, I think you two should sort the bill out for the girls.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I think.
That's fine.
No, tell me your thoughts. Share your thoughts because I know you want to be like, nah, I don't think you should do that.
Do you know what it is? No, I think
there's levels.
I think there's levels.
Okay.
And I think
explain.
It also depends, innit? Because there's some men, 1,000%, they can come and slap the card, innit? Mm-hmm. And there's some men where it's like, do you know what? I'm happy to just to split. I don't know if it makes them more of a man or less of a man though. That's my thing. Whether they split or not. And I think that's the issue. I think saying that they're not a man if they don't pay for the women at the table.
I never said that.
Because so what if they have boyfriends? Their boyfriend should have sent them money to go and pay for their own bill that day.
They probably did.
So what? Why am I going to pay for your girl? Now I know. Let me pay for somebody else's girlfriend at the table. It's a long day.
One of my friends.
You say it's like your girl?
One of my friends,
I just bought her dinner.
She had a birthday party and it was there. Anytime anyone tells you, come to a dinner in Mayfair, run. If you don't have any money, run as fast as you can. You know? So there was one of my friends that she was doing a party in Mayfair.
Mm.
And like, she was telling everyone, like, you know, about seeing everything. And one of my boys, he liked her.
Yeah.
He liked her. So he was like, oh, I want to go.
Yeah.
I looked at my bridge and I said, are you sure you want to go there?
Because
there's some girls, I got levels to friends.
Yeah, I hear it.
I got some friends that they are big ball. Like, I'm not even their mates.
I
never even go near them.
The levels are different.
And that was that girl.
Okay.
So he was like, he wants to go.
And you knew.
I knew what.
The pocket that your friend had.
No, but at the same time, I knew the restaurant they were going to go to, okay, number one.
Fair.
And number two, I knew it was mainly going to be girls.
Girls, okay.
So you want to come, you will clear that table.
Fair.
Because you want to seem like a big boy to
her. Yeah, you're going to end up to buy.
So I said it to him, he didn't come.
Yeah. He's a smart man. No, he's a smart man. Somebody should now come and
babes, girls of nowadays,
and be paying off their CC, their credit card because of a dinner. And at the end of the day, the girl might not even fancy him. You're a joker.
What do you think of girls nowadays? Like, you know, girls are really, they're really doing well.
No, do you know,
how have you seen that now? Because obviously you're 33.
Yeah.
Like, compared to like us girls.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm a very good example because I weren't really doing that much when we were kids. Yeah. Like,
and now you're doing extremely well.
Thank you. Exactly. So the difference.
Yeah.
Like, what would you say is the difference between the girls back in the day and the girls right now? Because they're shocking me.
Yeah, no, I think there's a massive, like, disparity in that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of, like, even the younger women are on smoke.
Smoke.
Like, in my head, I look at it like, my little sister's a dentist, bro.
Crazy.
Do you get it? So it's like, there's a certain pocket she already has that is like...
already supreme.
Do you get it? Whereas, like, for guys, we're not really in tuned, innit?
Mm.
And I think the truth is, social media has ruined just the way a lot of things work.
In what way?
Because I think it creates false expectations.
True.
But also, it's a reality. Like, some men don't have to use it as a reality check. So I think the truth is, like, in my last relationship,
mm-hmm.
my missus was earning more than me.
Okay.
Like, she was definitely earning money.
Yeah.
You think I'm going to come and sop? I'm Nigerian, bro. I went to go and get it.
Of course you did.
There was a year I worked like a dog. What? And even though she was making more than me, I'm still making sure that I'm going to pay it for everything. Like, but that's just where I am in it. But I think there's an essence where it's like, I know now a lot of women want a certain type of security. And sometimes that security does come from financial backing, or it can seem that way.
Yeah.
So then if they are making more than you, it's kind of hard to give grace to a guy who might be making less.
I just feel like you shouldn't drag someone through that. Let me elaborate.
Yeah, go on.
I don't feel like on both sides. Why are you disturbing this young man trying to figure out his life? He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know where he's bloody going.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He doesn't have know what. Some people don't have this meals. They're struggling.
Yeah.
But because it's cute, you want to go there. Fine.
Yeah.
But then when he can't afford certain things, you got to be realistic. Yeah. Like, okay, he can't afford it. So why are you now asking him for, can for I have XYZ, this?
Yeah.
The expectation's too high.
Yeah.
Then I can now look at the man's side. Why are you looking at a babe that's too expensive?
Yeah.
That you know...
You can't
afford to keep up with this.
What if he could keep up at a time? Because I think sometimes women downplay their thing.
Like how?
Like they might see a nice guy. He's good.
Yeah.
But she wants, like, you know, she might be wanting YSL the Prada.
That goes.
But initially it was like, yo, like, I actually like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe, you know, the one time he can't afford it, it's now an issue.
Well, that's... That's a conversation for the girl and the man. Again,
because I think there has to be compromise, isn't it?
There has to be, but we're in a life now where it's like girls are going, they're
getting. Yeah, no, I think so it's a lot of women are getting it.
And I was saying a lot of women are in competition. Women are in competition with us. We're in competition with ourselves.
Definitely.
It's got nothing to do with men.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think it's more of just like she wants this or she wants to get to this point or she wants a certain thing. Because it might not even be a material thing. It might just be like, she might want to buy a house or she might, you know,
certain people are not
in that position.
I think, truthfully though, I do think women have better role models within each other.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so I think like that's with women, point. Like a lot of women can look up to you and be like, I want to be like Grace, isn't
okay.
A lot of my man will look up to me and be like, I want to be like him. Whether I'm doing
I'll
well
be
or
surprised.
Not. Potentially, yeah, but yeah, like obviously it varies. But I think
I see what you're trying to say.
With women, they could
there's
be
a
they
lot
can,
more
you get
of
it?
Examples.
Of examples okay. And they will come and like you can probably have maybe about yeah, like all the women that they're gonna do their best to imitate you or to be like you.
Yeah.
Whereas like men, they don't really have
examples
like that. And if it's an example, it automatically goes to competition. They don't wanna try to do what they've done or like they wanna be they want to be in that position instead of them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So I think what tends to happen is that it just, between men, it's a scrap. It's like we're always kind of running it up.
You need to go and gather yourselves.
I think so, you know.
Men, I don't know whether they need to start putting a men church together, a men's gathering.
It's a joke.
No, and it should be black men.
Yeah, no.
All of you need to gather yourselves like this. You need to gather yourselves.
I hear you, know.
You need to have ushers. You need to have... You need to have ushers. You need to have everybody level. Where it's like there's one main guy,
team.
A community of black men that you guys see each other every week.
Yeah.
Like,
I think it's important, isn't it?
It's really important.
Yeah, I think it's important.
Because I think us girls, we have that. We can just jump on the phone or we can...
Women are able to talk about everything sometimes in one conversation, innit? Like, but with men sometimes, we might try to do the, like, yo, how are you? Like, yeah, no, I'm good, bro.
Yeah,
you watch the match the other day and then it's like,
yeah.
The conversation goes, innit? Until you're able to get maybe one of the guys one-on-one and then you can have a deeper conversation, innit? But I think with women sometimes, you lot do this, that there's definitely like a more of a boss energy where if one woman is doing well, everybody wants to match that. You guys all kind of want to have that same vibe. Whereas like, with men is similar, but it won't always be in the same way. Like a man can struggle along for a little bit because broski might have him. Do you know what I'm saying? Or all these small things. But you're right. I think there needs to be a lot more men's event. Men need to bring each other
they need
in
to,
more.
I think men's events will see you guys.
But
someone
you know,
needs to take
they're,
that
no, but
advice.
They're about.
Are
but
they?
Sometimes, no, they're
but
definitely
they
about.
They don't want to go.
Just, one, they don't want to go. Because I think there's even one that I went to one time and I promise you there was more women than men there. There was definitely more women.
That's crazy.
There.
At a men's event.
Yeah.
I'm weak.
There's a few around and I think, yeah, I think women
someone,
right now are killing it. So
big,
it's very,
someone big
very
and
hard
somebody
for men.
Loud should do it. Like someone big with a huge following
well, like,
who is serious.
Like Stormzy or someone.
Like Stormzy or Skepta.
But then,
you know, something like that.
Here's the hard part, yeah.
Then that's when people will start going.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you get what I mean? That's
and also, men
got
to want it for themselves as well, though.
Mm?
Like, men actually have to want it for themselves. They need it.
Of course.
They need a valid reason. Like, not to impress women, for themselves.
That's what...
And
I think that's where the change will be.
Yeah.
Because what I was saying with Cheyenne, it's like, we're not saying that we love men. I don't know where this talk of... the fuck?
That you lot hate
we
us.
We can complain,
yeah.
But the fact still remains.
Yeah.
We love men and we love black men.
Yeah.
So, I think where the issue is that... You guys are misbehaving.
No, definitely.
And we're calling it out.
Yeah.
And we're screaming it out. And rather than you people to listen, you people are misbehaving.
No, you're right.
So that's but all
let
it
me
is.
I think, do you know what it is? I think there's a cycle that a lot of black men and black women are in, innit? And
I think
it's
one.
A terrible cycle. But it starts by accident. Because you'll have one guy who might be getting his money in a certain type of way, yeah? Mm. He's got the good whiz. Mm. Then you have but the good girl likes him. In fact, all the girls like him. Not even just the good, all the girls like him mm-hmm. because he has this persona, he has this energy, he's packaging well.
Mm.
Now you have like small Timmy over here. Timmy likes Stella.
Uh-huh.
But Stella likes, what we call it is the packaging.
Mm-hmm.
So now Timmy's thinking, yo, how can I be like packaged, bro? Because Stella don't even like me, but Stella's in my class.
So he now start coming to be fake.
They're having to do certain things. He now, like, he's trying to chat to Stella. Stella's like, brother, bro, look at package, bro. Come on, man. Now he's on smoke now. Now he becomes a new package.
I will not take that my girls know now that packaging is not everything.
Yeah, it can't be. Yo.
That's something I'll be talking about all the time. The girls that follow me anyway, they know packaging is not.
Yeah.
That's not what we're going for. And a lot of people are packaged and they don't even give us. You guys are as stingy. You guys are, what's the point?
They have it, but they can't share. Yeah,
you
can't, yeah.
The boy's not even doing anything for you. He said he came with I saw him with the car. Is the car yours?
Yeah, it's true.
So could really and truly, like, what are you bouncing about? Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean.
But no, I think you're right. I think black men do need to just come together sometimes, man. And be more open in like certain conversations.
I think Kanye
it's
West.
Hard though, man. It's a lot.
Whoever, someone needs
it's
to do it.
It's a lot of responsibility, though. Because it's hard. Because
it will be a cycle.
Because women are getting it done without having anybody big doing it. Like, come bringing them together.
I'll be honest, though. We do have women that are doing well.
No, 100%. So that's what I'm saying. But there's a lot of...
I hear your point because...
A role model to look up to.
There are a lot of role models.
Because you can't have
women,
too many rappers.
Role models, there are a lot of them.
But yeah, man. I think maybe... Could it be ego? Possibly. I don't know, man. Because at the end of the day, depending on who you follow, not everybody can be a rapper. Not everybody can be an actor.
Tell them.
Not everybody can own a business. But there has to be a way where all men can get it.
Okay, let me...
There is a way.
Let me ask you this question while we're on this. What is a moment you realised you were in love or out of love?
How are we just jumping into these questions?
That's how we're just doing bang, bang, bang.
Basketball.
Any direction.
The moment I realised I was.
Have you ever been in love? Alvin? Have you been in love?
I believe so, yeah. No, I have been,
where
yeah.
Where is she?
I don't know, she might be at home chilling.
I mean, like, where? What happened?
But do you know, I think I have been. But I also feel like love is a choice, isn't it? I don't think love is just an emotion. You can't just, you know, oh yeah, I feel good today. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to choose it. But I think the moment I think definitely is like things of my love language was being
what's
actioned.
What's your love language?
Actioned.
What's your love language?
Acts of service.
Okay. So girls doing stuff for you.
When you say it like that, that sounds crazy.
But that's what you
and
say.
And then words of affirmation is next.
You want her to tell you that you look good?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Men, that's one thing
let
I
like. Let me know, like.
This is one thing I've learned there.
No, but do you know what it is? I realise it's not...
Men love a compliment.
No, do you know what it is? It's not even that. It's let me know, like...
That you're feeling me.
That, yeah. But also, even in small things, like, if I've helped you, oh, babe, thanks for that, man. Like, let me feel like a man. That's the and I think that's another thing as well. I think sometimes, like with women, like you might do something and it's like, it's hard,
it's
isn't
expected.
It? Because it's expected. Mm. But I still think to some degree, you should be grateful for expecting. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, even though you expect someone to do something nice for you, you should still
you
thank them for it.
You want to please and thank you.
Should get, do you know what I mean?
Get me.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
And then acts of service, no. It's not that I want women to do, but I'm someone who I'm very much like, I like to help. I'm hands on.
Okay.
So if I see someone needs help, I can, yo, do you need help? Or I might start doing something until you tell me, no, it's calm. I think I just need
you need the same.
That. Yeah.
That's ask you, for example, what I need an example now.
Right now,
I need one example. I'm intrigued.
So, okay, cool. So I had an idea, right? So my ex at the time, she basically took my idea and made a deck for me. Like a pitch deck.
That's nice.
Do you know what I'm saying?
That's nice.
So for me, that was like, what? This is...
You guys like, I realize that's that, guys like the simpler things.
Yeah, because for me, yeah, like the idea is there, innit? And like, I'm good with doing certain things, but the fact that she was able to, like, for work as well, just she does that like, stuff. So she was able to just, all right, cool. She put my picture there. She was like, can you send me this? I sent her some things. And she just made a deck. She sent me the link. I saw the deck. I said, bro, this is amazing, bro.
So it was amazing, but you did stay with her.
Let's not, like, what are we doing? What's that?
You didn't stay with her.
No. Do you know it's a girl? I feel like Storms in that podcast. And they love us.
Tsunami. Bye, listen, I'm not in the video.
And they love us.
Okay. Well,
that's crazy.
Thank you, because I feel like, man, I got to know you a little bit more.
Yeah. I feel like I got to love know you that. A bit more. What's your love language? Gift giving and.
Shut the fuck up.
Keep giving out words of affirmation.
I like gifts. I like acts of service, because you're not going to see me suffering and just walk away.
And just walk away, yeah.
Some guys will see me, they'll see you suffering.
Struggling hard.
Struggling. They'll see you. They'll just look at you and walk away. Oh, did you say something? But yeah, no, seriously, it was amazing having you.
Thanks, man.
I've asked it's you everything. Dope. Yeah, that was amazing.
It's actually nice.
It was romantic. I loved it. So, Alvin, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Honestly, I've had a little bit more insight and view. Yeah. Got to learn a bit. Thank you for teaching me about sickle cell.
No problem.
As well. Anytime. I'd love to have you back.
I would love to be back.
I would love you to come
it's
back.
Been dope.
Period.
Chop it up. So, who knows? You might be in a relationship. I might be in a relationship.
I mean,
we could talk about how life is within. Who knows?
I don't know. Like, relationships. ..
They scare you like that?
Yeah. Damn. I mean, I'm focused now. I don't really have time for that.
So what are you dating for?
To see what happens. Any problem with that?
No. I mean, I don't, like, each to their own.
To see what happens. I have to...
Each to their own.
I realize women are not supposed to be on their own.
Yeah, 100%. I've realized that. Humans aren't. You're like, both men and women.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. I'm not supposed to be without a man. So at some point, we'll be together.
But for now, it's just...
But for now, like...
Everybody, enjoyment. Hey.
Let's be enjoying ourselves.
Fair, man.
Thank you so much again.
No problem, man. Thank you for having
me. So, guys, that is the end of today's episode. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Make sure.
And let me know if you want Alvin to come back, because I'd love him to come back.
I would love to be back.
Thank you, Alvin.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, guys.